You are listening to Pacific Beer Chat. We are a collective of West Coast beer bloggers sharing our opinions on events, issues, and well-crafted brews. We discuss both local and international issues and aim to educate and entertain. We are a part of the Hopped Up Network.
All right, so this is Pacific Beer Chat number who knows, and we are doing lagers. We're doing some macro lagers. We're doing some European lagers. We are doing some craft lagers, all with the intent of finding out if you're going to drink lager, which one you should drink according to us. I am Cornell of BrewArtInlet.com. We have...
Banny of Brews Babes Banny.
I'm Dan, and my mom follows my Instagram.
So. Awesome.
And I'm Mike, Pacific Beer Chat.
Dan is also my roommate, and he happens to be one of the people that makes me drink bro beers or lagers. And so I thought he would be the perfect counterbalance for this episode. So we got a lager in front of us. I've numbered each lager 1 through 8, so I am aware of the beers that are being poured, but nobody else is. We have a very, very scientific system here to rate them, and that rating system is you have a piece of paper, you decide which ones you like most, and then at the end of this, after we're done drinking each one, you come up with your ranking, announce it to the world, and then we'll reveal which each beer was. So I guess we can, unless I missed anything, we can just go ahead and taste, right?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, so this one's like pale and yellow and fizzy.
Yep, lots of fizz.
It actually doesn't smell too bad.
Yeah, a little bit of grain or something on it.
It doesn't smell great.
A little sweet, yeah.
Yeah, a little.
I mean, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, a little adjuncty.
Excuse me, it made me sneeze. All right, I'm going in.
That's a perfect beer pong sweet. Beer.
Yeah.
It's sweet. And almost undercarved.
It is sweet.
I only poured it a couple seconds or a minute or two ago, yeah. And it's almost undercarved.
Yeah, it's kind of, it is weirdly low for the carbonation. Ugh. It's kind of got a little tiny bit of malt in it.
Yeah.
I don't know. A little grassy or something. There's almost no hops. Yeah, it's a bit sweet.
It's definitely sweet, yeah.
As I said, everybody's got their own rating system, so I'm rating beer number 1, 2 out of 5, sweet.
I just drew a picture of a cat.
That's cool. It's your own system. It's your own system.
1 meow, 2 meow, or 3 meows.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, it's a little sweet for me.
Totally
not my favorite.
It would probably be a little better if it was more carbonated.
Yeah. This came out of a can like a minute ago.
All but one of these beers is coming out of a can.
Okay.
All but one. Yeah. So I don't know if you need any more of that beer. I've got a little more left in the can if we want to come back to it. And I can just swing on the next one.
Yeah, I'm okay too. It's okay. But we'll keep that little bit to the side so we can reveal what it is.
Yeah.
Drain pour these if you want.
I'll finish it.
This is
going to
be an award-winning lager, I feel like. Like in the end, we're going to find out that this was the award-winning lager and that we were all wrong.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, life's about choices, right? Did we make the right one?
No.
Well, we didn't make the choice.
Right.
Yes.
The choice was made for us.
Yes.
It's not really fair that he knows what these all are.
Well, it's blind for us.
It's blind for us, yeah.
Yeah.
He's the counter.
Yeah, and I want to do a blind one in the future, so.
Like blind lagers?
No.
Oh. No. What, blind?
Probably blind IPAs, but ones that have been around forever.
Oh, that'd be fun.
See if you can guess what they are.
That'd be so
now,
much
are you
going
to get the names of all of them, or is it fully blind?
Fully blind. I'll know, because I'll buy the beers.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, these ones.
But no one else will know.
Oh, this really is smart. Blind for you guys.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly.
It's totally
this is the
same blind thing. For us,
yeah. This is just not as exciting for me.
It's a triple blind.
Yeah, I know. I've never really been partial to a lager.
No.
Really? I mean, except for when I was like, 17 and wanting to party. Yeah, I mean, 19.
But, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But even when I was that age, I drank lagers because I just wanted to get something cheap and drink lots of it. I didn't like it.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's definitely like beer pong beer. I mean, you can't drink craft beer.
Locker room beer.
I've tried drinking craft beer, playing beer pong. It doesn't ever end well.
Might as well just use champagne or something.
I know, champagne.
I've done that.
Oh, God.
It's amazing.
I just bought my aunt a Prosecco Pong
yeah.
for Christmas. That'll yes. go badly.
That's so amazing. Your aunt's going to show up at your house.
Great time.
All right, so we got lager number two.
Yeah. All right. It looks exactly the same.
Identical. A I'd light pale yellow. Clear. A hydrated.
Well, you know what I mean.
So that's a little lighter.
Yeah.
Yellow, white head.
The head is a little different.
Oh, it smells yeah, more true. Sulfury to me, which is a lager smell, right?
I don't really get sulfury.
I don't get sulfury either, but.
Maybe like piney?
Sulfury would be just it hadn't been aged long enough before they released it.
Oh, interesting.
I don't smell the pine. No.
No.
That could just be the cleaning Sweet. Solution you have.
Just again.
Yeah, yeah. It's Pine Sol. I don't know why you're cleaning your glasses with that.
It's just sweet.
Yeah, it smells
pretty
sweet.
basic
green.
It's for sure it's Budweiser.
So here was my I was sitting over as I was pouring over there. Mm. I was realizing I could tell you one beer that isn't in this test because I was going to the liquor store and I thought, "Oh yeah, I'll pick out the standard, you know, lagers and a couple of this craft lagers and maybe a couple European lagers." But there's a ton of lagers out there. So I mean, I feel like I can get away with giving a few up that we don't have just to get them out of the way. So are you guys just discussing lagers? And I always remember when I was young, I really bought into the Molson Canadian advertising. So as a 19-year-old.
Yeah, so did I.
I didn't vote for you at all.
Yeah. I bought in heavily. So anyways, it isn't that. It isn't Molson Canadian.
No.
We haven't got Molson Canadian in this one. Okay. The idea being I wanted to go with some well-regarded in some circles macros. I wanted to go with some well-regarded European. Hmm. Some craft lagers and some widely regarded crap, but we don't have.
Yeah, this actually has a bit of a like tiny little citrus head or something in the background.
I actually like this one a lot more than I like the last one.
Mm-hmm.
I like the carbonation levels higher.
Yeah, more carbonated. I was gonna say less sweet.
Well, I know one
that's
in
what
there
I wrote
that's
down.
Got carbonation.
I wrote down B, less sweet. I gave this one a B rating.
Okay.
I said not bad, more carby. I think I meant carbonated.
Probably, yeah.
They're all carby.
This one New went from a zero. This one's a 0.5 out of 10.
0.5 out of 10. Ooh. Where does a lager start on your scale? Like the best lager, is it?
Best
like
you yellow would give fizzy it a 10? Lager would probably be a 2 or a 3.
All right, then. So 0.5 is not bad. Oof.
Okay, because I gave the last one a 2, and now I feel like an idiot.
Are you actually giving them like a scale, or are you going to?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's my scale. So the first
Whatever
one got
your scale
2
is.
Out of 5, and the second one got a B.
Yeah. Sweet, low carb.
I give mine a 2 sweet, because, you know.
Oh, okay.
Devil Two horns.
Sweet. Love it.
NWO. DX. I'm obsessed with professional wrestling.
Nice. Undertaker, then. I'm not a wrestling fan. I just like dark things, so.
I'm the full hipster now. I like watch Japanese wrestling.
Oh, geez.
It's awesome.
And I mean, it makes sense that it's a thing, but I didn't know it was a thing.
It's like their WrestleMania tonight.
Here, I gotta do it.
Oh, and what are you doing here, then? Jeez.
Well, it's at midnight. And
oh, okay.
Local time.
Okay.
Yeah. Now I'm all like pondering the ratings. Like, oh, did I overrate that one? Did I come in too early?
I'm just going with bullshit ratings. Like, the first one, I'm giving 3 candy canes out of 6.
Ooh. Yeah, that was an option.
Yeah. Well, he said it was your own rating system.
Yeah.
What about like 2 hucks from the left?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. But that sounds intense. That sounds like a good beer. I don't know.
I haven't seen 4 hucks from the left.
Oh, okay.
It more I don't like, know if call I want it a to. Knockout.
Yeah. Was that a one tooth punch?
So
or?
Funny. Oh, no.
I'll see myself out. I'm taking up too much of your time.
Oh my god!
I really can't rate that one yet. All I said was like plain. It was like
plain.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Pretty chill.
Pretty plain. 2 picnic baskets out of 7.
4 lumberjacks out of 17.
17, yeah. Okay. I was gonna say 17. It's yeah, laggers. You're right.
Yeah.
Love it.
Lager Jack.
3 flannel shirts out of 48.
We should have probably just went with flannel shirts, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Still well, that's what I'm going to give it. 3 flannel shirts.
I am wearing a flannel shirt.
Yes, you are.
That was
you
not
already
intentional.
It's not really flannel. Flannel's a fabric. Yours is
plaid.
It's
flannel.
Checkered. It can be used as a tablecloth.
Yeah. All right, so this one's fun because I can say that I've never had this one.
Never.
This is ooh. This one's a new to me.
So this is really fancy, probably.
Or it's not fancy at all.
I feel like Carnell only drinks shit.
What is it, Colt 45 or Iron Horse or something? Ooh. Then
this is PBR.
Okay, I will admit that it's not Colt 45. Actually, I have had Colt 45. It's not Colt 45, and it's not Iron Horse. I've never had Iron Horse.
I just saw it at the liquor store once.
Remember beer? Someone remember beer? Came in, no. Yeah, I do. Sorry. It was in Alberta.
That's AGD.
Did you just AGD. Answer yourself?
I did. Beer. It was a white can, and it just said beer, and then beneath it in the same writing, it also said beer, and it was the cheapest beer in Alberta, and it was beer.
No. So this one's a little lighter color, little tiny bit cloudy.
Yeah. It's very light, yeah.
I don't know.
It's got a little more nose to it.
Mm-hmm. There's definitely more flavor in this one than in the other ones.
I'm smelling some floral hops or something a little bit.
Some actual hops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like this tastes more craft than the other ones.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Or it's European.
No.
It's not European.
Oh, sorry.
So much for the blind test.
Yeah, no, please.
You really want to know what it is?
I'll just tell you. I was going to say...
Because someone smack him.
Yeah. I can't. European lagers to me are really, really crisp. And this is not that crisp to me.
Well, it tastes pretty crisp to me.
Yeah. It's got the carbonation. It's pretty fruity.
Yeah, fruity for sure.
It tastes...
It's definitely higher quality than the first two.
Yeah. Tiny bit of grain or something.
I gave it 7 drunk frat guys out of 14.
Ooh. No. Are they from the East Coast or the West Coast?
East.
Okay.
I'm going to give it...
They got more money.
Rap battle there or something?
It's classier. Yeah. A little bit.
You've seen those guys from Bastion.
Huh. I don't know how I feel about this one.
Well, you've never had it before.
1 can out of 10.
I like that one.
I like it, actually. It's not a bad
I think
lager.
It should just be like, I'd return this empty. Like... Nice enough can. I'll
yeah.
Give it back.
It's still half full or empty?
It's like a, you know, when you like go watch or you play like beer league and you go upstairs to that crappy bar and they've got like, yeah, we got large cans of this on. And you're like, I've never heard of that brand of beer, but you're also thirsty and you've just done something. So you feel good about drinking.
I've done that and been the only person in the bar, and it was a Sunday afternoon at 8 rinks.
I was going to say, he's talking about the Thirsty Penguin. I know exactly what he's talking about.
No, but that's weird that you were the only person there, because it's usually team sports. But
it was me and my friend.
Yeah, we'll meet you upstairs, Dan.
The only... No, he lives nowhere near it. I live nowhere near it. He just really wanted to go there.
It's a great place. I love it there.
It's the most awkward I've ever felt in my life, and I've went to high school.
Those bars are always... Those bars are always the ones where you get there, and like you were just saying, like, yeah, they have Iron Horse on tap for $3.50 a sleeve. And it's like,
you know, a bike
who came like, up with these offers, right? Yeah.
And that's still kind of expensive.
Yeah.
It's only $7 a pint.
Anyways, I don't know.
I can finish this sample.
Yeah, it's not terrible, but it's a lager for sure.
I can drink it. I don't think I'd want to drink a lot of those.
What did you rate it?
Give it a 1.5 out of 10. I guess I could have just gotten 15 out of 100.
I'm gonna give
could have.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it like
changing. I gave it 15.
Two OVs. Two OVs after winning the cup.
Oh, nice.
Out of how many possible OVs?
Wow. There is only truly one OV.
200% on the test.
I want to enjoy anything like that guy enjoyed. Those like that month long drunken fest he had after winning the cup.
He is Russian.
He is so Russian.
Yeah.
He was not Russian to finish that
no.
party.
Well, Russians don't.
No. I was like him and TJ Oshie just chugging beers through his t-shirt.
Yeah.
Apparently an Alberta trick.
How much do you want to bet, though, that at some point it was actually just vodka in the Stanley Cup and not beer?
I don't need to bet.
Yeah.
I'm certain it was. I just want to be that fun.
Yeah, no doubt.
And then he just went completely gray because of it. Like I saw him in practice the other day and just... Ovi is nothing other than he's a year older than me and he's fully gray. I'm like, oh man, time is coming up on us.
How old is he?
He's 34.
Huh, okay. Younger than me.
I'm younger than all of them.
Yeah. It's so depressing when you realize that professional athletes have to retire before your age. It gets depressing.
Yeah, that is kind of depressing.
I mean, Vince Carter's still going.
Yeah, but it's very rare.
He has no knees, but Yeah, Vince Carter's still so playing basically, basketball.
For a professional athlete, he's 80. Still working.
It's like him and Tom Brady. Who's going to go first?
What about Roethlisberger? How old is Roethlisberger?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, he's not a good guy, so.
No, what, I heard this on the radio. I was listening to sports radio. He's not a good guy anymore.
Like oh, he's never been. You know
what did he do?
I don't know what this is. I don't think this is the forum to talk about what he did.
Go for it.
Oh, there's the rumor is, oh, man, like he's got his like dudes in the bar, and they're hitting on some ladies.
What do you mean? Like he's got like people that work for him.
He's got people.
Yeah, they have a lot of people.
He's got money. He's got an entourage, but not like the fun entourage with Turtle. The bad kind that, you know, watch your back while you go do bad things. So
gross.
Well, yeah.
Gross.
That's a rumor.
All right, so we got another beer.
All right.
Enough about that.
A different yellow fizzy one.
They all look the same.
Oh, this one's clear again.
This one's clear and a little darker than the last
obliviously
one.
Obliviously certain I know what this is.
Oops. Wow, this is...
It's Coors Light.
Oh, I've never drank Coors Light.
It's just Coors. Banquet. It definitely smells
biasly brewed.
It smells like it's got a lot of adjunct in it.
This is probably for sure corn. Coors.
Like it's really sweet smelling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it
That's
smells
Colorado
super
water
sweet.
Right there.
Yeah.
I like how you did a manly voice for that.
It's Colorado. Everybody should keep in mind Dan's voice is not
Colorado
usually
beer.
Manly.
No, it's much more high pitched and.
This is quite sweet. It's a little bit citrusy, a little bit appley.
I find it less sweet than any of the other beers that we've had.
No, not me. This is the most sweet so far.
I think the first one was the most sweet, but this one's right after it. It's very sweet, but it's a good, like, I mean, it's okay. It's the difference between all of them is so, like, little that... It, like, really, it doesn't matter. You could have me any one of these and I wouldn't care.
Three I was really not into.
The one you'd never have.
Oh, I said that was the best one.
That's the best one for me so far.
Man, I'm really not trusting your palate anymore, Carnell.
Huh.
This one's okay. I bet you this one's your favorite because you know what it is.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah, it's Banquet.
I don't, you know what? I don't think it's Banquet.
You just
we gotta wait till the end to
I
find
know,
out.
I'm just I'm not hedging any bets. I got like it's a not si- I got like a side hustle going here with all my guesses.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Well, that's even better because
I don't know
that means
what they are.
We're gonna have to check how well you do.
Yeah, it'll probably be completely wrong.
It's better than mine because I have no idea.
How did you get dressed today?
Yeah,
shirt's on the right way. Yeah. Like it's not inside out. You're doing pretty well. I
did walk out of the bathroom today, fly fully down, just like. Yeah, great eye conversation.
Tell me more about your fly.
It was not done up.
Oh. Yeah, pretty fly.
For a white guy.
Yeah.
Man, are they still touring?
Oh, probably, yeah. They'll tour forever.
Did you know, like, the lead singer of that band is, like, a rocket scientist? No, he's not.
No,
he's
no,
like
I think
a
he's
guy.
A microbiologist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then it was on, if you ever listen to Nerdist's podcast, he was on there and they were just talking about science. They weren't talking about offspring.
Yeah.
He was just, like, conveniently there. And Keep Them Separated came from when he was taking all the trays. And he didn't want them to cross-contaminate.
No
so he's
way.
Like, oh, you got to keep them separated.
Keep them separated.
It's just like, yeah. It's just like, oh, my God. Like, part of me, like, got stoked. Part of me was like, oh.
Son of cool. a.
I didn't know there'd be science in this semi-punk rock song.
Yeah, pop punk.
Yeah. They don't even skateboard.
Don't they? I used to love old Offspring, but it's been a long time since I've been a fan. They'll put out like one really good song, and it's like, they're back. And then they listen to the rest of the album, it's like, no, they're not.
They have no edge.
Yeah, no, exactly. I'll just go back to Bad Religion or NoFX, Pennywise, the old school.
Wow. Yeah, so that's like second wave. No, that's like third wave punk, I guess, at that point.
Third wave?
Yeah.
I'm not even sure.
California
yeah.
skate punk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of what
that's
brought
third
it
wave.
Back.
Yeah. That's what made punk massive again,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, I mean,
and what brought upon the pop punk era and stuff.
Yeah,
and absolutely. Then Carnell's garbage music came after that with all their screaming.
Hey,
whoa! What's this garbage music you're talking about?
Rip on them.
Yeah, I mean, it's
which is the scream?
Alexis on fire.
It's called post hardcore.
I thought it was Alexis on fire all this time.
Alexis.
That's nothing because I listen to a lot of like Cradle of Filth and Dimmu Borgir.
That's metal. Sweet. Like, metal's got...
I listen to Justin Bieber. What's that?
That's metal screaming.
I listen to Justin Bieber.
Ben's is a big Justin Bieber fan. All right.
That's fine.
If you smell this one...
It's got more edge than...
You should know something about it right away.
He's really talented.
Wow.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
This one smells like it's legal now.
Yeah.
It's a little skunky.
So it's skunk, so, I mean, some people...
Oh, man, I've been wasted on this beer, though.
This is probably Euro lager.
Yeah.
It smells like Heineken.
Yeah, it's Heineken.
Okay, so we all... It's skunked, which means it comes in a green bottle when the UV hits it. I'm not making this up. If anybody wants to Google this, this is straight science.
I don't.
Beer, when in a green bottle, the UV rays hit it, and it will skunk the beer. Yeah. It has a skunky smell, and sometimes a skunky flavor. I don't drink this style of beer in this bottles enough to remember because it's a skunky flavor.
Yes, it does, yeah.
But let's give it a go.
And there's actually something they can add to beer now that will stop that skunking or slow it, but they don't do it, obviously.
Ooh, that's so skunky.
Why did they put it in a green bottle then?
It looks pretty.
No, it's actually because that's what they want out of the beer.
They want it to be skunky. Oh, okay.
It's a taste profile for them now.
Mm.
So even though it's a beer off flavor, to them it's not, right? I mean, almost all macro beers in general have an off flavor of some form.
Yeah.
But it is, for them, it is their taste profile.
This one is like the most different one relative to the rest of the beer.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm having trouble, like, I don't mind this, but I'm having trouble placing it against the others. Like, I'm not going to tell you which one. One of the previous four I didn't mind. The other one, the previous four, I could drink. The other two I wasn't into at all. But, like, putting this one up against those previous four is tough.
I think if you put a massive hot punch to this, it would just kind of be a little dank. And then it would be good. But because there's no hops at all, and you get the skunk, it's just kind of like, why is this off? Side, it's a minus one for me. I gotta go below zero now because I like this less.
Yeah, it's not
this
very
is
good.
Drink it for free, but don't ever buy it yourself.
The thing is Heineken's pretty expensive when you buy it in a bottle here.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, all macro beer in general is pretty expensive in Canada.
For what you're getting.
Yeah.
So gross.
Get on that, Justin. He's a listener.
Bieber?
Yes.
Justin, hey.
All the Justins, hey, listen. Come on now.
On the next episode of Pacific Beer Chat, we rate Justins.
I only know
there's
two.
Some seriously unpopular Justins out there right now.
Timberlake?
Trudeau?
He kind of fell off the world, didn't he?
Which one?
I don't know. See? Yeah, he did. We just said we don't know.
Wasn't he Dick in the Box, though?
Oh, I love that guy.
That is a good song.
He had a good run there.
It's my only song of his I like, but...
It's not even a real song. It's a skit.
It's a song.
I'm holding all the beer because I knocked it.
Damn, get it together.
Come on, man.
It's been a long week of working 2 days.
Long week of working 2 days, man. So I went from like a really nice rating system where I'm like, you know, making funny ratings to number four, Coors. Number five, Heineken. They don't even get ratings. They just are what they are.
Yeah.
You just name them.
And the thing is, like, what I'm really noticing is that I really don't care which beer. They all kind of taste very similar. Like even the best one out of all of them that we've tried is not so much better that I would go out of my way to go get it.
It's like Domino's pizza.
Like, is it like Domino's pizza?
Hear me out.
Explain.
So like, it could be of the nicest toppings and the most ever, but you're still just going to Domino's.
That's true.
At least it's not Little Caesars, though.
It could be worse.
That's old
Their
English.
Their pizza's not good. But they have crazy bread, so I go there anyway.
That's Fresh Slice.
Fresh Slice is a little higher, you know, like that's a...
Really?
That's like a good macro beer. I hate them all, but like that's a higher end macro beer.
You got me on that one.
Another light yellow.
Fizzy.
Slightly fizzy.
Ooh, this has got more flavor. Or smell to it, at least.
It smells weird.
We're on... Is this number six or seven?
This is number six. Okay. We got one more after this. This is six.
You it said we had eight.
Yeah, I miscounted. So or I lost seven. One. I'm not going to lie. I think I lost one.
You walked 5 feet.
This one's a little citrusy on the nose again. A little more floral. There's a little something more to the aroma.
They're still
there's kind of a bitter punch in there a little. There's something happening. It has more flavor than the rest.
Yeah, definitely.
It definitely does. It's got the kind of a lemony sweetness, mm-hmm. but it actually has a hint of hops.
Well, see, this is the crispiness that I was kind of after.
Yeah, it's definitely got a crisp.
So it's European then?
I thought you were all about European. I don't think next it is. Number six.
I thought you were all about the Coors craft. Banquet. Like, what are you talking about here,
he
man?
He loves Coors Banquet.
I'm trying to have an opinion.
We drink the Coors Banquet and watch hockey.
No, I think this is a craft lager.
Maybe my world is being turned upside down, maybe.
Maybe.
In terms of my understanding of lager.
In what way?
Mine isn't. This is exactly what I expected.
You don't know what this is, though.
Right.
You could be drinking.
This is
Steamworks. I don't know. You could be drinking Keystone Light right now.
You wouldn't know that.
What do you mean I wouldn't know
What's the most garbage beer you've ever had to that level?
I don't know.
I think it's OE for me.
OE?
Rolling Rock?
Like heavy still. Rolling Rock's a pretty solid, like, crappy beer.
But it tastes like garbage. It like, does. That's why it's just it like, ugh.
But I'll order that.
Gotta finish this 40.
If I'm at, like, a Legion, I'll order that.
I say Rolling Rock simply because I can't remember ever having it. Like, I mean, I know I've had it, but I can't remember what it tastes like at all. That leads me to believe it's probably the worst one.
I would go with Natty Light.
Well, I've been having,
I've had, like, two in my life. My ex's mother was obsessed with it. And it's, like, we would... They live in Ontario. We would go to Michigan. Like, they live, like, right by the border in... not near... Well, kind of near Detroit. But, like, she would take us... She's like, oh, I'm taking you out for lunch so you can have a nice lunch and hang out with me. And we're going to Michigan. It was so that she could get another, like, 24. So it would be, like, me, my ex, her parents. We'd all, and then she'd, like, fill the back of it. And it cost, like, $5.
Yeah. Well, did she get enough for all of your exemptions then?
She did. She was maxing it out, and then she would get her friends to go the next week.
That's disgusting.
Filthy beer.
Do you remember
how much did she drink? Like herself?
Oh, she did. She's retired, so she'd have like two a day in the summer.
Yeah, that's not
but
bad.
But like, it's Natty Light. It's largely, there's less water in that jug of water in front of you than that beer.
Do you remember the shitty lager? And it was probably made by some like independent macro in BC, but Dude Beer?
Yes, I have a Dude Beer fridge in my parents' crawl space.
I don't remember that.
Oh, it was terrible, but when I was young, it was like, Dude Beer, that's so cool, I'm going to buy that.
Yeah. It's a great name. Because it was just like, dude, and then small writing beer.
Yeah, it was always at the beer festival that was out at Swangard. What the hell was that called again now? Just here for the beer... They were the hosts of that originally. Oh, I can't remember what it was called. Oh, Canada Cup of Beer, I think it was called.
That makes sense.
It's sounds about field. Right.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna do like.
There's more.
I'm gonna do three dots.
There's one more.
One more. Bup, okay.
And then we can get all the right. reveal.
Ooh, yeah, that's what I'm really excited for. Did you put Red Truck Lager in this? Because I feel like their lager's pretty decent.
There was one ponied up, but Carnell said he lost one, so
could be that one. I don't know how he loses a beer. He probably drank it before we started.
Oh, for sure. You know that
there
guy?
Was no time to do that. He was like not independent of anyone the whole time. He's pretty stealthy though.
Yeah,
he's very
what
sneaky.
Do you think he was doing in the bathroom?
I don't want to know.
I don't know, but there was remain paper in this towel house in there. And oh, points to Benny.
You're my fiance.
And you got real lonely because she was gone all day.
Wah, wah.
You're laughing. You don't like act like it wasn't just the joke you just made. Oh, she's dying. All right. Benny's rankings don't count now. She choked.
All right. The exact same beer I just had. Yeah. The last one.
It looks like it, at least.
Yeah, I've had too many.
It's still bubbly as hell. Still got a white head.
This one's
still clear.
Really light, though, eh?
I mean,
as I hold it closer,
the majority of them have looked identical to this.
Only one of them was a little bit cloudy, and the rest have been like clear.
The Heineken was a little bit darker,
yeah.
But the rest, and I say Heineken, I don't actually know that it was Heineken.
It could be another one of those European skunk beers. Yeah.
It's whatever came in the green bottle. Sorry, Carnell, I'm drinking this without you.
Yeah, get in here, man. What are you doing?
Get back in.
Missing bottle of water, glass of water.
What the hell?
Was it in the fridge? In the door? You only had one bottle.
I don't know. I swear I had 7 last night, and then
I threw you one. Yeah.
This is some sort of American lager, macro.
Yeah, it again, it smells like it's got lots of adjunct in it.
It's like Kokanee. No, that would be Canadian, but it's like nope. That.
Kokanee is ABM Bev, right? Labatt. So.
Oh, okay.
Different.
Well, I mean, it used to be Canadian.
This one reminds me of like number one or
number two.
Number two
or number three.
They're all the same. I have sweet, low carb. Number two, not bad, more carby. Number three, best one.
I'm rating this between 1 and 2.
This is it's super sweet. I mean, it's a lager, so there's not a ton of flavor, but it's very sweet for what it is. Adjuncty.
Would you put it sweeter than number one?
I don't remember anymore, and I don't want to go back and try it again.
They're not that remarkable that you.
No, it is. No. Very I say sweet, this as someone who likes drinking flavor. These.
But I think part of why you like to drink them is because a lot of them are unremarkable. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can actually rank all these. Like,
it's a rejection of the current insanity of beer.
It's not insane.
I think it's all good.
Yeah.
It's kind of like water. I'm
just as soon as guys show up wearing turtlenecks, like that's when beer's in trouble.
I haven't seen many of those yet. Good. So
okay, yeah. You guys should be doing your final rankings.
They're all done.
They're question marks.
That last one, I rated 3 Brita water filters out of 18.
I just rated it same. Just same.
This one's like really like hydrating.
0.25 hipsters out of 10.
That's too many hipsters.
0.25.
Yeah, 0.25. You can't have that many hipsters together.
0.006.
All right. Could you please remind me of your thoughts on beer number one?
Beer number one?
Sweet.
Yeah, I give it too sweet.
Zero out of 10.
Beer number one
was
Pacific Westerts Caribou Genuine Draft.
Caribou.
Oh, I said Red Truck on that one.
That's award-winning. It was
a... No. Actually, the Caribou Blonde is award-winning.
Oh, the Blonde. Okay, never mind.
This is just your standard boo.
Boo.
Number two.
You should have let that one breathe.
Shit, I don't remember what number two was.
Number two is undecided.
Why don't you just bring all the cans over?
I said that number two wasn't as bad as number one. It was... A little bit more carbonated.
I originally said it was Coors, and then I said, I think it's Miller Genuine Draft.
Yeah.
Not MGD.
Miller High Life?
Miller High Life, yeah. Oh. The champagne of beers.
I give that a 0.5.
Oh, that's high praise. That's your second highest rank.
Nope.
You give one a 1.5.
Yeah.
This was 3 flannel shirts out of 48 for me.
Do you want a hand there?
I don't know what it is.
I like
this. That one looks like
oh my god, did you even put any good lagers in this?
Yeah, you did. At least one.
Oh, I see a Red Truck, actually.
That was a last-minute addition, literally. I was just like, hey, you want to throw one of these in here?
Smart, because they're good. Oh, there isn't a Heineken.
No, yeah. But it's...
Close.
It's very close.
Okay, do you remember what number two was?
I actually wrote numbers on them because I'm clever.
That's smart. Okay, so number one was Caribou. Number two, which is right, not here. As bad as Caribou.
I was right. I was correct on number two.
Okay, so here we go.
Assuming his order is the
number
order.
Number two. Put my ear things
did
on.
You really bring them in order?
No, Miller High Life.
Number two was Miller High Life.
Wow, yeah. Dan.
It is Jones. The champagne
of beer. Here we go, man.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I even like I did a correction. It was
all right. What were our general thoughts on number three? I said it was hoppy and I did not like it.
I said it was the best one. But I wrote that after the first two. The best out of the three.
It's a gradual scale.
Yeah.
It was 0.5 out of 10 for me.
I gave it kind of 0.5 too. I said 7 drunk frat guys out of 14.
And I gave it 2 OVs, as we recall. 2 OVs.
My rating was 1.5 out of 100 hoppy. Oh, no. 15 out of 100. 15%. In any case, this was our first craft lager. Well, I don't know if it's actually... No, it does say craft brewed lager on it.
Wow,
and
craft brewed.
It's Beer League, which is even more funny now when I was talking about, you know, when you're playing in a beer league and you get the shitty beer. Cause, anyways.
That one is made by Central City Brewers and Distillers.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
There you go.
It's got good protein. Can.
And I did give that one my second highest of 1 out of 10.
I think it's great that I did a hockey player on the beer league. You know, I'm just that smart. SMRT.
Yeah, SMRT. All right, number four. What were our thoughts on number four?
Coors.
I said Coors.
I said 0 out of 10 again.
Did you guys like it?
I literally just said Coors. I don't remember.
It was Coors.
Yeah.
I gave it 6 out of 22.
Nice.
Would you drink that at a banquet?
Yeah.
That is a banquet beer.
I've never been invited to a banquet. So.
Oh, okay. Poor you.
What is this?
You've never lived.
World's smallest violin, right?
That was number four?
Yes.
Yes.
As we move on to number six, numeros.
What? Oh, wait. Wait. Mr. Teacher, five?
Yeah.
I just asked, and you guys...
You said, did we just do number four? We all said yes, and you're like, all right, number six. Make number six. Number one in your hearts.
Yes. All right, number five. Our thoughts were...
-1
I just
out of 10.
Didn't,
I said Heineken.
I didn't fill it in. I just left it
blank. Yeah, I said Skunkalicious. It was really hard to rate this one. This was actually... I thought this one was going to do really well. It's Chekvar.
Oh.
The original Budweiser. Chekvar is actually made in the town or city of Budweiser in the Czech Republic. It's what Budweiser, the American lager, is named after.
And I bet you if you put Budweiser in a green bottle, it would taste the same as that.
Yeah, I'm shocked. I always used to be like, oh, yeah, this beer is good.
Back for when you were glowing reviews.
I'm not nearly as sure. Anyways, yeah. Number five was Chekvar. Number six, I like this one. I said this one was pretty good.
This was my favorite of the bunch at 1.5 out of 10.
I gave it 3 dots that in university when you're writing notes therefore. Yeah.
I went to university.
Yeah. That was the only shorthand I ever learned.
I guess
does W slash, is that real shorthand?
I use that all the time.
Yeah, for with.
Yeah, or B slash C.
What about government as GOV'T?
It's not really shorthand. That's just like...
That's shorthand.
Lazy?
Just, yeah, that's not like... Short, that's my kind of lazy. Shorthand. Like, that's okay.
Like sorry, Ben, you were saying something.
Hieroglyphics.
No, it's fine. Let's just listen to Dan.
This is my only shot. Like, you're on here all the time.
It doesn't matter anyways, because it's a shitty beer.
All right, in that case, it was Steamworks Pilsner. Oh. Steamworks Pilsner. All right. Last, sorry, clearly Steamworks. Least.
I usually love you, but I just hate lagers.
Got the last one right.
Was Red Truck Classic Lager in a blue can.
Sorry, Red Truck, I gave you 0.25 out of 10, but that's not bad considering the rest of my ratings.
I said 3 Brita water filters out of 18, which is kind of, that's a little mean. Sorry.
Sorry, Brita.
It is what it is.
Yeah. It's a little watery.
I think when it comes down to it, like me and Banny both do not like this style.
I really don't like lagers.
We're not going to really... be the right ones to tell you which one you should drink.
Well, I gotta say,
go if you're wanting to drink a lager,
yeah,
go grab a Coors because or a Kokanee or a Miller, because really buying the best craft lager, like, it's not going to be that much better and it's going to be more expensive.
Yeah, unless you just want to support local.
Yeah, if you want to support local, cool, go get your growler filled at Twin Sales. And get
I
back
just
to
won't. I just won't get a lager, and I'll go buy an IPA somewhere that makes totes. A good IPA.
Okay, that said, strong opinions aside, my final ranking was number six, which was the Pilsner from Steamworks. So, Steamworks Pilsner was my favorite lager.
Same here.
Followed by number four, which was
Coors Banquet.
Banquet. Yeah. Followed by number two, which was Miller High Life. Number five, which was the Chekvar. Number three, which was...
Number three is the Beer League.
Beer League. And number one, which was the Caribou. So what this is telling me is, yeah, there is a slight for some of the craft lagers out there. It seems to be a slight increase in quality. However, I remain steadfast in my belief for the consistency between batches and for the price. Miller High Life and Coors are great options. And really, the rest of it is all just crap.
I got to rank the Caribou pretty low. Like, it just...
The Caribou's terrible.
Really, yeah, really unfortunately.
Like sugary almost.
Yeah.
Super sweet. Like, the frustrating thing is, like, although I like the Steamworks Pilsner, the Red Truck Lager was not that great, nor was the Beer League Lager. So it's not like you can
Beer
say
League
that.
Which number was Beer League again?
Three.
I don't think you can consider...
That was my second highest.
Interesting. Yeah. I just don't think you can say that the craft lager is automatically better than other lagers. I don't think craft lagers there yet. That would still be my one takeaway from this.
Well, I mean, craft breweries have only been doing lagers for a lot shorter time, right? These macro breweries have been making these same exact beer for decades or more. And these breweries aren't even old enough to be perfecting it that much yet.
And it's a pretty hard beer to make, isn't it? Like, it's not it's not as easy as making an IPA.
Yeah, IPAs are easy.
So, I mean, if you're making one product, you're going to be, like, making it, like, streamlining the process and making it perfect. So, yeah, getting it from a macro isn't going to be a lot different, I feel like, at this point anyway.
Brewers, Banny can do your job.
I can't do your job, no.
All right, so any last-minute takeaways from this lager episode?
Well, since we basically rated them all on, like, within 0.5 and as far as low as 1.5, minus 1?
Minus 1, yeah.
Realistically, what we learned here is that they all kind of taste basically the same.
Yeah, very similar.
Mm-hmm. So what about, did you do price point on any of these?
Yes, I paid for all of them.
price point. Because if they're going to taste the same...
I believe...
That's the thing.
I'm going from memory here. The Beer League, Miller, Caribou are all the cheapest. Then you have sort of a middle range with, I think, Czech Bar and Coors. And then it's the Red Truck. Or actually, the Red Truck maybe
lower. Truck, first of all, you get 8.
The Steamworks is the most expensive.
Okay, yeah. And that was the best one of the bunch.
Yeah, so...
There you go. Quality, value.
Yeah.
Differ. I was curious between the Coors and the... Coors for a 6 is like, I think, 11 at BCL.
I barely ever walk into a BCL, so I'm not even sure.
I'm not the
Carnell and I are always, that's our hockey beers. But they don't even sell them in 6ers. You can only get them in 12s.
Which one?
Coors. Well, I mean,
Coors.
Our liquor store. By that, I mean the one that I want to go to that's closest to this house.
Nice. The liquor store we own.
Oh, yeah.
What? Oh, yeah.
All right, let's kill it.
Real good.
Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoy Pacific Beer Chat and would like to help make the show even better, consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/pacificbeerchat or click on our support tab on the website and check out our affiliate links. We can be found on all podcast apps as well as hoppedupnetwork.com or pacificbeerchat.com. Leave us a review on iTunes to help raise our exposure and just get us more listeners. Drop us a line at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com and to play us out, here is Lothian by Conundrum by Kevin Ems. Find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. The song that plays us out is part of our intro.
all of my marches through the dark. I found out so much then, so much more than I can't know. I wanted you so badly by my side. I cursed our time apart, the beginning of the end for you and me.
Part of the Hopped Up Network. Here is a sample of one of the podcasts you can check out by going to hoppedupnetwork.com.
Hey, this is The Voice. I'm here interrupting one of your favorite podcasts to tell you all about mine. If you're a fan of craft beer, independent music, pop culture, and laughing at inappropriate things, then you should check out Drunken Lullabies, brought to you by Distilled Brewery. New episodes are available on draft every Sunday, so you can spend the Sabbath getting tipsy along with us. We try beers, play songs, and laugh our asses off. So go on, indulge yourself, and become a part of Drunkomaniac Nation. And if craft beer and music aren't your thing, you can listen to Drunk at the Movies every Wednesday, brought to you by Iron Spike Brewing Company. Listen to me and my friends provide our own alcohol-fueled commentary tracks to some of our favorite movies, unedited and uncensored. You don't have to be drunk to enjoy these movies, but it doesn't hurt. Until next time, this is The Voice saying, may your music be loud, and may your beers be cold. Find ourselves in the same old rest, singing, talking, and